happens is when you record it, this music stops, so I can teach. Acha Yetzer chater chatira tachas kisei ha-lemon. The Yetzer digs a tunnel under the trustworthy throne. The tzaydet nefashas ha-leitas le-ischachmus to capture those souls that lean towards intelligence, intellect, what?
Cleverness.
Umeyvi le-hamlim et shalom in ha-gemara, ha-negiya, he bailas kayach machriya le-tanem u-gdeilim yachas. He brings a raya from the Gemara that being the negay of a davar, being a party to things, is a way to decide for small and big things together. And in front of this metias of negias, of being a negaya, even the boasts, let me finish a little bit, even those who are very intelligent and understand automatically humble themselves. Meaning, they say everybody has negias. That's what the Eitzar tells people. There is no one that doesn't have negias. And that's the way the Rabbi Shem created us. And it's not saying anything inappropriate about Chachamim. They don't realize that by saying that, they have just orphaned the whole generation. You don't have to trust anybody. It's everybody's Negeya. And the Mela says, everybody's Negeya, so whatever he tells me is based on his personal interest. By saying that Gedali Yisrael don't have the ability to overcome their negias, one is saying that there is no truthful psak that's not based on negias. And therefore, but it's botless and hedrish of Kol Haaretz. It destroys the Sanhedrin, the decision-making power of the whole world. Even if I agree that Rabbi so-and-so is unbelievable, because he is he can pass him without with a negias. I don't like the way he passed him, I'll say he was in a game of dover. I go to a din Torah, I lose, he was in a game of dover. I ask a shayla, he passed him not the way I understand, he's in a game of dover. And therefore it undermines the whole basis of authority. Yes, doctor.
So actually, the Chazanishtabot did not say Yetzirah. He said Yetzer. That does this mean, you see this in various letters for him all over the place, the term Yetzer will be used as well as Yetzirah or Yetzirah. When simply Yetzer is said bald, does this mean any desire, any desire for the decision to go one way or the other?
I think he means Yetzirah. That's what I think. Again, if you ask me what I think he means, I think he means Yetzer. When he refers to the Yetzer, many Svarim, when they use the term Yetzer, mean the Yetzer. Again,
just personally, if you look at history, you see the Yetzer Go probably is ruling the
Yetzer. Again, I'm not going to get involved in that. That's Yetzer. I'm not really enough for this conversation.
That everyone has in the
Yetzer. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Where's the mistake?
The mistake is in thinking that people can't overcome the gears.
Anyone that
is
based in here for someone in Cleveland,
they basically
doesn't want to pass in here.
That,
you know, take it
because
it's, you know, why? I mean,
they don't want to pass because they're afraid they won't be able to be honest. They're being, that's being honest. Right. No, again, all he's saying is that when a God will be strong, gives a psak, if you don't trust him without the gears, it's just undermined the whole thing.
Right.
This is the famous Chazanish that's always quoted. A gadol with negias is not a gadol. Because he's not a gadol. The concept of being a gadol means that you're able to lift yourself above it. That means he's telling you it's possible to lift yourself above it.
Maybe there's a
gadol
who knows that he's
negias. So then he won't paskin.
Okay.
No, I was very careful. A gadol who paskin something, paskin there without negias. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that gadolim don't have negias. I'm saying that gadolim will not paskin if they have any inkling that they think that, and they have the ability to discern that.
What is a gadol for?
What should I say?
Any
Brother Poskins has over.
Again, I meant to say is, what he's saying is, the minute you say that it's impossible to overcome the Giyus, you've undermined the whole system of Yadus. That's all I'm saying. Okay, 6 o'clock, the recording is on for those on the phone, because I turned it on for Chazaynish today. I thought the Chazaynish deserves to be on the recording today. It's not why I did it, but he just obviously, from the Shemayim, they wanted him to be on the recording today. Okay, we are up to Mem Zayin Amid Beis, to the word Adkam Ploy Pligi, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I think it's 11 lines to the bottom. Adkam Ploy Pligi. Okay, there was a Machloikis in our Mishnah, Kain Gadol Ben Azir. Who should be Metamah to the Beis Mitzvah? Rabbi Eliezer said the Kain Gadol, Chacham said the Nazir. They were arguing when they go together who should be metameh. It's clear from the Mishnah that each one individually would be metameh to a meis mitzvah. Right? The question is only who goes first, who is greater level of kedusha. But nobody questions that the nazir is walking by himself, or the Kohen Gadol is walking by himself, that he can be metameh b'meis mitzvah. How do we know that? Where do we know that from? The Torah says, the Kohen Gadol can't be metameh to anybody. The Torah says, and the Torah says, where do we get to say that a meis mitzvah is an exception to the rule? That's the question. With background noise, if the person who's making the background noise completely mute themselves, thank you. At Kalei Pligi, Ella, Bekayin Gatul Benazir, He Gatul Baal Yadadi. Avachat Chad Lechudei, Barak Tvuyenu, would be Metamah, Benahani Bili. Now, I want to introduce right now, there's going to be two opinions. For the first almost blot, will be one opinion. And for the next almost blot, will be a second opinion. There will be two different opinions on how to darsh in the Pasuk. The bottom line is going to be the same. I don't think there's going to be a machloikis in anybody being metamei to a meis mitzvah. It's going to be a machloikis how to read and darsh in the psukim. So we're going into Mandi Amar 1, who we will name as Rabbi Shmuel. And then in a block from now, we will meet Rabbi Akiva. The Tanur Rabbana, it says in the Pasuk, Akol Navshis Meis Loyagoy. This is referring to a Kohen Gadol. You cannot be metamei to anybody. But may I cause him a dabber? Who is this Akol Navshis Meis Loyagoy? Who is included in this ban? Right. Iber Chaykim. Is it non-relatives? I don't need a pasuk. Kavachaymeru. Ma Kayin Hedyad. Shu Metamel Lekroy Vemeinu Metamel Lekhaykim. A Kayin Hedyad who has the dispensation, the Torah says, that he's Mechuyav to be Metamel to his seven relatives. But the Torah says he can't be Metamel to anybody else. The Nevishlay time of Amav, Kiim, only to the seven relatives. So Kohen Gadol Sheinim Metamel Lekroivim, says the Ferish by Kohen Gadol, La'aviv Elim by La'yitama, and it didn't Sheinim Metamel Lekroivim. Now the rest means that you don't even need a Kal V'chaimer. The Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Hedya plus. You don't even need a Kal V'chaimer. The Gemara words it as a Kal V'chaimer, but you don't even have to say that. A Kohen Gadol is Kohen Hedya plus. Kain Hedya can't be Metamel or Chaykim, since when would you think that if he becomes a Kain Gadol, he's allowed to be? The Gemara brings it as a Kal V'chaimer, but it really is, he is a Kain Hedya. And the Torah says a Kain Hedya, the Nevesh Leitam Abamav. So what does it mean, I'll call him Akshus Meish Leyavoy? Ela B'Kraivim, my cousin Medaber. Must be that the Tvastik is talking about relatives. I'll call him Akshus Meish Leyavoy, means even relatives. It doesn't mean non-relatives, that we know already. I don't have to mention that by Kohen Gadol. He is a Kohen Hedyad. Must be, it's including relatives. Rush. Dr. Rush. I have it, again, the last line on this page, but I have no idea where you have it. It's two little rushes. I'll call Nafashis Meis Loyavai, the Kohen Gadol Siv. The time of the Kravim, the Siv, the Imai Lahabiz La Yitama. Okay. Dr. Gemara Vaitre. So what is La'aviv coming for? If it says I'm called Navshis Meis Loyagai, why is it necessary to say La'aviv Lima La Yitama? Obvious. If called Navshis Meis, First of all, we established it means kribim. So if it means kribim, so what does the Torah have to say, love and believe by? It just said, can't be the topic to his relatives.
It's all the same pasuk.
Yes. This is, again, when we don't have a chumash. Pasuk, what? I'll call Navshis Mesla Yavai, love and believe by Yitama. Why is that necessary to say? If you tell me I'll call Navshis Mesla Yavai, and I've proven to you that that means relatives, so why did the Torah have to say, love and believe by Yitama? To tell me love and believe by Yitama, I'm a time with Lameis Mitzvah. By writing the extra love, if it's telling me somebody else is excluded. Now, we pick the person that makes most sense to exclude, that he's not included in the Yisr. And that is a Meis Mitzvah, where the covered Abrius is on the highest level. That's what love is for. But why did the Torah write Le'imai? Why did the Torah have to write Le'imai? If it's love, it's for sure Le'imai. And not for sure, but it's our called... What? No. I'll call Navshis Meis LeYavai says no relatives. Why did the Torah have to specify father and mother? So father is to tell me, not father, but yes, Meis Mitzvah. What's mother for? Zog the Gemara. Sorry? Obviously the Gemara doesn't agree with you. If you went that way, you erase half the drushes of the Torah. Again, it's a great question. But the Gemara feels that every one of these is to teach us something. Le'imai, L'Gzei Rishava. Le'imai is to teach me that L'Gzei Rishava, look the Rebbe, that we're going to learn out from Nazir. Now again, we have a rule in L'Gzei Rishavas. Number one is, I'm sorry, there are three level L'Gzei Rishavas. The Gzei Rishava, that's the strongest Gzei Rishava, is that the words on both sides of the Gzei Rishava, now remember, we don't make up our own Gzei Rishavas. They're handed down in Moshe Mitzrayim. We look at the psukim that are the Gzei Rishava. If those psukim, those words are not there for any other purpose, just for Gzei Rishava, those Gzei Rishavas cannot be questioned logically. That's called Mufna Mishnei Tzadim. The psukim are available on both sides. That the highest level Gzei Rishava is to have a Gzei Rishava that the Torah wrote the word for no other reason, just for Gzei Rishava. That means the Rabbi Shalom is telling us, I am giving you this Gzei Rishava, and you'll figure out on your own that these are extra words, because you're going to learn a darshan and find out that there's no drasha for this. And therefore, you will see that this Gzei Rishava is available on both halves, and you cannot ask any question on it. That's the strongest form of Gzei Rishava. On the other end is the weakest form of Gzei Rishava. The Torah handed me a Gzei Rishava. I look at the words, and I say, these words are necessary. But the Torah told me to Gzei Rishava. But these words are necessary for other things. That is called Gzei Rishava She'eina Mufna. The rule is that Gzei Rishava She'eina Mufna has to make sense logically. I have a right to question Gzei Rishava She'eina Mufna with logic. That's what the Torah told me. These are the rules the Rabbi Nishlam gave us in Sinai. He gave us the following rules. Gzei Rishava that I gave you. Rabbi Nishlam gave us the Gzei Rishava in Sinai. The Gzei Rishava I gave you, and you learned the Chumash, and you figured out that these two words are extra on both sides of the Gzei Rishava, I am telling you, don't ask any questions. Gzei Rishava that I gave you, and you figured out that none of those words are extra, that is questionable logically. Now, the middle is Gzei Rishava that is empty on one side, not on the other. And that is a machloikis tanoim, how to deal with that. There's some tanoim that say it's like not empty at all, you can question it. And there's some tanoim that say it's like empty on both sides. That's a machloikis tanoim. We're going to try to make this Gzei Rishava empty on two sides. Empty means available. I'm sorry, the word, not empty. Available.
When they got it, okay, the guy said, Rebbe told him.
Rebbe didn't tell him anything.
No.
The Rebbe Nishloilem said in Sinai that this is the Gzei Rishava.
Well, too much for man. Everyone else.
I understand. But I'm trying to stress the point here.
Rebbe,
I know exactly what I'm doing.
The question is, the Gzei Rishava is coming down Sinai. So does the person know it's Mufnem Shnitzdadim?
Well, yeah. You learn a Chumash, right? You know, I know people that sit and learn a Chumash a lot. And they have all kinds of svaras, and they wrote a sefer on it already, and they're working on their second sefer. I know people like that, right? And when they learn a Chumash, they say, what is this pasuk for? Now, with no offense to the people that write their own svarim, Chazal were much better at it. They knew what every word is supposed to tell us. And they said, there is no reason for this pasuk.
But the person who sees that, the bottom line is, when he got his Rebbe taught him the Gezer Shava, does he know it's Mufna or not?
I have no idea whether his Rebbe knew or his Rebbe didn't know. Either he knows from his Rebbe or he figured it out on his own. All we have handed down from Sinai is Gezer Shava. Now, maybe the Rebbe went through it and said it's Mufna when he taught a student in eighth grade. He said, by the way, this Gezer Shava is Gezer Shava Mufna. Now, maybe when the Talmud learned the Chumash, he said, no, it's not Mufna. The Rabbi Yisraelim did not necessarily, I don't know if he did or not, tell Moshe, this is Mufna, this is not Mufna. He gave you the words, he said, this is the Gezer Shava, and Moshe Rabbeinu and everybody else since then would figure out whether it's a Mufna or not Mufna. That's how I understood it. If you want to tell me that the Rabbi Yisraelim said Mufna or not Mufna, maybe yes, maybe not. I can't answer that question. I don't know. I wasn't there. Maybe I was there, but I don't remember. Right? So it's whoever has this Gezeirah Shavah in front of him learns Chumash, and he sees that the word Le'imai has no use, no drasha, extra word. And he also has in his repertoire that the Le'imai, his Rebbe taught him, is a Gezeirah Shavah. Ah, he says, that's a Mufna. That's why this pasuk is here. It's a Mufna. And now, the rules of Gezeirah Shava Mufna kick in. And this is the Mufna by Kohen Gadol. We have to look at Nazir and find out if it's Mufna there as well. That way it'd be a Mufna on two sides. If not, it'd only be a Mufna on one side. So that's, whoever is learning the Gezeirah Shava makes a decision. What kind of Gezeirah Shava is it? To what level is it? Because if it's not Mufna, logically I can say Nazir and Kohen Gadol have nothing to do with each other. So obviously, in order to make this Gezer Shav, I need a Mufna. Do I need a Mufna on both sides or on one side? We can discuss that.
When did this stop that we don't have, I'm not going to, no person on earth now can say, oh, you know what? It is not Mufna.
You know what? I think it stopped by the Tanoim.
Good.
I don't even think that Meroim could do this.
I like that.
Thank you.
So we need to
mean
emo by Nazir?
We're talking about Kohen Gadol now.
I know.
We'll get to Nazir. You know, one thing at a time. Can't do more than one thing at a time. We'll emo with Gezeirah Shavah. Now, what halacha are we going to learn out of Gezeirah Shavah? With the Rebbe. The Amar, the Tanya Rebbe Omer, Gabi Nazir, it says, Lo yitama b'hem b'maysam. Now, it says over there, Akol Navshus Meis, the pasuk by Nazir says, Akol Navshus, sorry. Call you mean may hazira Lashem, and call nefesh meisloy. I'll nefesh meisloy avoy. There it says, "Lo'avim bliim by lachem b'chayisol yitam b'lem b'maysam." Now it just said the pasuk before, "I'll nefesh meisloy avoy." So we're talking about meis. The next pasuk tells me four relatives, and then it says you shouldn't be matam b'lem b'maysam. Thank you. We were talking about meis. That's what the pasuk before said. B'maysam is an extra word. So Rebbe darshes, b'maysam ain't a matama. Av matama hu l'nigam hu l'zavasam. That a nazir is only restricted from tumas meis, but not from tumas mitzayra. It's not soitzer his naziris, nor from tumas av. That's what the pasuk is telling me. Now that's true by nazir. How about a kohen gadol? Is a kohen gadol? Now, honestly, I'm not sure how the kohen gadol can restrict himself from tumas mitzayra. But I think Shad is, can he walk in with a Matsaira? Matsaira is Matama. Can he touch a Zav? He's not allowed to be Matame. Can he touch a Zav? He can't control whether he becomes a Zav, and he can't control whether he becomes a Matsaira, but he can control whether he touches a Matsaira, or whether he comes into a room with a Matsaira, or he touches a Zav, or he sits on the Zav's couch, which is an Avatoma. So Rebbe Darshan, from the words of the Maisam, that a Nazir is not restricted. Gezeirah Shavah teaches me that a Kohen Gadol has no restrictions as well. That means Rabbi Kohen Gadol is allowed to touch Metzaira. He's allowed to touch his Zav. He'll become Tamei, but he has no restriction from becoming Tamei to a Metzaira and a Zav. I'm sorry? Differently than a Meis. A Metzaira is Metama Ba'ayo in his Ayo, meaning like this. If a guy is sitting in a house and a Metzaira walks through the house, he does not become Tamei. But if the Metzaira is sitting in the house and the guy walks into the house, he does become Tamei. It's a different kind of Tumas Ayo than Tumas Meis.
I'm not following. The initial thing was Le'imo is by
the Freed from the Xer Shava. So we can learn out from Nazir that just like by Nazir, Rebbe said that a Nazir is not restricted from touching a Metzaira and a Zav, either is a Kohen Gadol. It's an the Xer Shava was handed down, Imai Imai. Those were the words of the Xer Shava. They opened the highway between Nazir and Metzaira and Kohen Gadol. Yes. Again, you're trying to get. You can't do that. You have to do step by step. Yes. In fact, if you have the pasuk on the side, it says by Nazir, four relatives. There's four relatives. Yes.
Is a kind girl who's over are they able to perform their duties?
No, of course not.
Whether it's
or yeah, but it has nothing to do with this.
No, I'm just waiting.
Anytime, man, about carry.
It's definitely on the side.
There's
no question about it. But, so they have to appoint a
client. This is gone. Takes over.
Okay, thanks.
Well, it becomes questionable whether you need a Kohen Gadol appointed every day or not. Who says we need a Kohen Gadol on a regular Monday? Depends that gets about whether it has to be worn or not. What if the sister's in his cabinet?
Oh, you're correct.
Okay.
That he shouldn't be able to be
Metame
to a
Zav. Why? Because he's not allowed to become Tamei.
I thought he's not allowed to become Tamei.
How do you know that?
That's what I'm asking, really. Is there another person that tells us that?
This is it.
Oh, this is it.
This is what tells us that he can become a Tamei to a Siren and a Zav.
There's a different person telling us, but he has to keep away from Tumas Meis.
No, it tells us he has to keep away from Tumas. And once it says that, logic would say he should keep away from everything. So the Torah has to tell me, no, he does not have to. Zog the Gemara Vayik. Ein li al b'Nazir. Rebbe's drasha is written by Nazir. The Kohen Gadol minayin, Amret. I will tell you. Now the truth is, the Gemara could have said, because Imai is extra by Kohen Gadol for Xer Shava. But the Gemara wants to show me that Imai is extra. The Rush points out, Imai is extra because we have no drasha for it. But the Gemara goes out of its way to show me that even if you come up with a drasha for Imai, it's extra. The Gemara is going to show you why it's extra. It's an unnecessary kavachayimah that the Gemara is going to make now to prove that Imai is extra. Maybe the Gemara is doing it so you shouldn't say Baruch Maisha Svara. That maybe the Torah is telling me Abba but not Imai or something like that. Let's see the Gatan Kabbalah. Now, the halacha is, let me just say this halacha. A Kayan, can be metame to a paternal brother, not to a maternal brother. If he's a half brother paternally, he can be metame. If he's a half brother maternally, he cannot be metame. So that teaches me that which is the main relative of a person. His paternal relative, not his maternal relative. If the Torah says a Kohen Gadol can't be metame to a father, right, and we know paternal is stronger than maternal, so then obviously he can't be metame to his mother. Because the Kohen Hedger who could be metame to a brother is limited to a paternal, not a maternal. That means it's telling me paternal is the stronger relative. So if a Kohen Gadol is not even allowed to paternal, meaning the father, he's for sure not allowed to maternal. So why did the Torah have to write Limai?
Are you picking one little point where paternal is strong? I can give right where paternal is strong.
Yeah, show me.
Yeah.
If you're so, if they're competent, show me where maternal is stronger.
Well, if the kid's Jewish or not,
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the obligations of relativity of being a relative. What? That you say, no, that's not such a good reflection. Why do we use the mother's name for Rav Shlomo?
For sure.
No. That's a mistake that people make.
Okay.
The reason you use the mother's name, you want to hear? The Chiddush says, is because the father has Avera Bittul Taira, mentioning his name. He's putting this egg, this is the guy you're counting on. He has Avera Bittul Taira, and he has Avera of the issue of Metzi Zera. That's what the Chiddush says. The mothers don't have those two Averas. They're the better thing to lean on. They're the better thing to lean on when a guy needs a refuah. This is a Chiddush. Okay? That's the reason that the Chiddush says.
That's why it's called riddles.
What?
That's why he's called riddles. On the other hand, so therefore, if you have someone who is the child of a Gadol B'Torah, as we learned earlier...
Again. I'm telling you what the Chiddush said. You can write him letters and ask him your questions. I'll just only tell you what he said.
I am aware of who the Chiddush was, okay?
Okay.
But
The answer is, the Gaon figured out, the Gaon, one year, that he had 8 minutes of Bittul Torah. He had Bittul Torah. Now, I'm not talking about myself, who has thousands of hours of Bittul Torah. I'm talking about the Gra, who figured out one year that he had to do tshuva on 8 minutes of Bittul Torah. The Gra's wife had no minutes of Bittul Torah.
That's how I'm like the Gra. I had 8 minutes of Torah.
No, you have 8 minutes of Bittul Torah also.
No, I mean, I have 8 minutes of
Bittul Torah. I also have 8 minutes of Bittul Torah. I also have a lot more. But the Gra had 8 minutes of Bittul Torah one year. Right? But he had 8 minutes of Bittul Torah. His wife had none. That's what the Chiddush says.
That doesn't mean that Rosh Harris is wrong.
Did I ever say Rosh Harris is... I mean, I might have said he's wrong many times, but not this time.
I'm saying this time.
He happens to be right. The Judaism depends on maternal, on who your mother is. Matrilineal descent.
That's not an important factor?
Not in the fact that we see that when it comes to Tumah, which is the one we're discussing, paternal is stronger. That's all we're trying to say. In the area of Tumah, paternal is the stronger relative. The Raya is, a Kayan can be Matame only to a paternal half-brother, not to a maternal half-brother. By the way, once we say this, Rabbi Aaron Feldman told me that the Mishnah Zalman says, that when, again, I'm just quoting him, this is not, every, that when one davens for Shidduchim, they should use the father's name. Because the Torah says Bas Pliny, Le Pliny, the Gemara says. So Shidduch is done with Bas Pliny. So he told me that when you daven for Shidduchim, you use the father's name. I'm just telling you what he told me. From Mishnah Zalman. The Gemara says Bas Pliny, Le Pliny. The Gemara attributes, when they announce the Shidduch upstairs, they don't say the mother's name, they say the father's name. Bas Pliny. Again, I'm just telling you what he told me from Reb Shlomo Zalman.
Why did it change from maternal to maternal?
Why did, I don't know why the Torah made it that way, I have no idea.
Interesting, because at that point where the Kriya goes out, there is no Bas anyway. It's cut all the line.
Again, all I'm pointing out is what he told me. I said that as an aside. I just got finished saying why we say the mother by Refu Shlema. That's why I said why we say that. He told me, I'm not saying everybody agrees, because you go to almost everybody else and ask you the mother's name, they won't ask you the father's name. But Refu Shlema Zalma, he told me when I called him up for a bracha for my daughter to have a shidduch, he told me, your name, I don't want your wife's name. I want your name because Reb Shlomo Zalman says by the plane and the plane. So he told me. That's all I can tell you. I'm quoting him. And somebody else told me, this I don't have firsthand, this I have firsthand, is that the Biyana Rebbe also asks for the father's name by Shidduchim, not the mother's name. So my list of people that I daven for Shidduchim says the father's name. Baron Feldman told me, said that's what I went to. That's it. Okay.
Yeah, it's not a super, since we're stepping things way off on the side, I'll throw one thing. What you said earlier in terms of the kind, Gadol is the kind, also, you know, it's just simply an elevated kind. We do see another instance where change in elevation, if you will, in a particular trait leads to a change in the lust, as opposed to what you said, which is the rust.
Yeah, okay, that's true. Okay, but that's true. Like everything else. God, think of my advisor. I don't need the word ima by kain gadol. Now the truth is the Gemara could have said because it said I'll call noxious mace, and that means kraven. But the Gemara goes out and proves it. When a kain hedjit can be matamit to a paternal brother, ain kain gadol matamit to a paternal kain gadol can't be matamit to his paternal, his father. Malkim shein kain hedjit matamit to a meimai. Kain hedjit cannot be matamit to a maternal brother. Ain adin shein kain gadol matamit to a meimai. So for sure, a kain gadol shouldn't be able to matamit to a mother. So why did the Torah write meimai? Im zechisa mahadin. If you can learn it out logically, matamit to a meimai be kain gadol mufna to make the pasuk empty. Extra, available, I hate to use the word empty, my mistake, available, lahakish v'ladin mimenu gzeri shava, to compare through the means of a gzeri shava, nemar al imay benazir, v'nemar imay b'kayin gadol, ma imay yamir benazir, b'maysam eyni metameh, the Torah said b'maysam, av metameh u'lenigam u'lusivasam, but he could be metameh for nega and zev, av imay yamir b'kayin gadol, b'maysam eyni metameh, av metameh u'lenigam u'lusivasam. So this is how I know that a kain gadol can be matamit to a meis mitzvah. From the word lahaviv. The Torah said, akol nafshis meis lo yavai. We proved that akol nafshis meis lo yavai means kraven. Because non-relatives, he's a kain hedjit. Torah says, the Torah is telling me no kraven. So why did the Torah say lahaviv? They're telling me, lahaviv not, meis mitzvah yes. Why did the Torah say la'imai? Don't tell me because lahaviv would have said not imai. Because it's a kal v'chomer. If Abba can't, for sure not Imai. Teretz is to tell me available for Gzeres Abba. What does the Gzeres Abba teach me? That at least this point, one thing. We'll see later, it might teach me two things. But at this point, it teaches me one thing. Right? Gzeres Abba is a highway. Once that highway is open, you can pass anything over. So it teaches me that just like by Nazir, the Torah taught me that he can be metamit to a Mitzrayim and his Av. So also, kain gadol can be matama to mitzrayim and zav. There's no restriction. Zav the rush. The nigam uzavasam. That's the rush I have. Lahani itzrim. The zogenai to kaltayim mitzrayim chashav kameis. Now he's explaining what Ramesh was bothered with. Why would I think he can't be matama to mitzrayim? He's answering your question. Mitzrayim is chashav kameis, and therefore maybe he's not kameis. I zav. So Dirash, who's the Vasam, I got knock. You're right. There's no Kiddush in Zivasam. I would have never thought differently. So the Rush wasn't bothered by your question, and he answered with the Mitzayra's Chashim Kameis. That's what Buddha told me, not Mitzayra. Shkain had your Matam Lachim Yaviv. How do I know that? Yafinon Achva Achva Bne Yaakov. We learn not the translation of brother. Whenever it says brother, without assigning which kind of a brother, we learn not from Bne Yaakov when it calls them brothers. And they were only paternal brothers, right? That's how I know only a paternal brother is chayiv in yibum. Nimtza nadifa mishpachas am mishpachasim. That when it comes to tuma, the paternal relationship is stronger. If Jay keeps the goli cross ain't a matam of loviv, coach can't say a matam of limud. Ask okay. That taught me, well, the reason we brought this whole thing in, is to find the pasuk that a kain gadol can be matamit to a meis mitzvah. We found it. La'aviv, but a meis mitzvah not. And again, this is Rabbi Shmuel's drushes. As we get to Rabbi Kiva, we will have a different story. Ashkechan, what? He can be matamit, he can't be matamit by meis mitzvah, yes. I didn't say that, I'm sorry. Ashkechan kain gadol. I said a secret. I let you in on a secret. This is all Rabbi Shmuel. We didn't see it yet. No, we have not seen it yet. I said it.
And I said no one jumped on it.
I made it up. No, I didn't. It's the Gemara later on. Ashkechan kain gadol. That teaches me that a kain gadol can be mitame to a meis mitzvah. Nazir minalan. How do I know a nazir can be mitame to a meis mitzvah? The Tanya. Kol yemei hazir el Hashem. All the days that he's a nazir to Hashem, al nefesh meis le'yavai, says al nefesh meis. Now the Gron takes out meis, not because the pasuk doesn't say meis, but because the Gemara darshens nefesh separately and meis separately. So that's when the Gemara takes out the word mace. We're not darshing the word mace now. Al nefesh lo yavai. Shemei ani afil nefesh behema. If it would say the word al nefesh lo yavai, now I would know that nefesh doesn't mean living thing. You can't go to a living person. Obviously it means a dead person. But it would mean any dead soul. I hate to use the word soul. Any dead being, including an animal. Because the Torah calls an animal nefesh. Like it says, King Yishinemar, Machin Nefesh Behema. So if it would have just said, Al Nefesh Layavai, I would have said, a Nazir is restricted from being Matami to an Avela. Talmud Loimer, Al Nefesh Mace Layavai, Menefesh Adam Akasa Medaber. The Torah doesn't refer to an animal as Mace. Nefesh Mace? But to a person it does. And therefore, Nefesh Mace means a human. Doesn't Dr. Rush, I was being very careful, I'm sorry. I might have not stressed it enough. Ashkechen Kain God Lazar Minalam, Dr. Rush, right away. Have you much of the may Mzer Shava the Imaimai? The truth is the Gemara could have answered. We have Mzer Shava. Once we see a Kain God, we can, so can another. Again, Mzer Shava is a highway. You open the highway, traffic goes both ways. Dr. Rush, I will nichalay. We always like to find Sukkim in the thing itself. If we couldn't, we'd rely on the Xeri Shava. But we want to see, did the Torah say it by Nazir anyway? There are many things I can learn from the Xeri Shava that the Torah writes the Feirish. The Xeri Shava is for the things that the Torah didn't write the Feirish. Now, you're asking me, let the Torah not write the Feirish and rely on Xeri Shava? I have no answer. The Rush seems to say it's better to have it the favorites. I'm not sure why, but that's what he says. Now the next one is I wanted for Rabbi Schutz. Nefesh Mace. Ubehemul Nikri F Nefesh Mace. It's never called a Nefesh Mace. It's called a Mace. It's called a Nefesh. It's never called Nefesh Mace. Zog the Brice of Viter. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer. Here we are. See the name? Rabbi Shmuel Eimer. Ein Tzarech. I don't need the word nefesh mace to tell me that we're talking about humans. Because Aroimer, loyavoi. Al nefesh mace loyavoi. What does loyavoi mean? Shouldn't walk into the room. A behemoth is not matam of oil. Obviously, it's talking about things that are matam of oil. I would have never made the mistake to think that it means animal, because the Torah ended with the verb loyavoi, don't come. That means it's matama bayol. Animal's not matama bayol. So I know we're talking about a human. What does yavai mean? Touch? Touch? So what does yavai mean?
Going towards
him,
you go, come with
the Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama is the only time I drive on. I don't think it's a derisa. I don't think so. Mace type of Dalai Lama, I don't know if it's a derisa. I think it's a drive on.
Yavai means come.
Yeah, so don't come. What does that mean? You tell me.
Don't come indoor.
That's what it means. Don't go into a room with him. That's what it means. If not, it would say don't touch. I don't understand you.
Dalai Lama
is a rabbinic thing. It's not in the Torah.
It could be. I mean, that's possible.
It's not what the Torah says. Zakhtar Raj. No Raj. That's what the right now. The Rebbe Shmuel does not come back and say, "What do I do with the word mace?" I don't think it concerns him. He says al nefesh mace lo yavai. He's not concerned that it should just say al nefesh, and we would know humans what it is to say mace. The Gemara does not deal with it. The Gemara doesn't tell me how he deals with it. My guess is he doesn't think it's that's how the maybe he agrees to Baruch Meisha. That's how the Torah talks. I don't know, but the Gemara never goes back and says. So why does it say nefesh mace? Let it say nefesh loyavai, and I would know it's humans. The Gemara never goes back to that, so I don't know what's
wrong. Why can't nefesh mean just an animal?
Because it says loyavai, and animals are not matam abayo.
What's the pasuk for animals? You got right. The
by the Bela?
The Nivasim loy.
Let's go. No. It's a Shmini. Something about it. Right. Now Rabbi Shmuel continues. Now notice, he has two psukim for this, other than imay. Now So, and why he needs both? We'll see. But that's what he says. In fact, the Gemara, actually, this is Rabbi Shmuel still talking. Yes, but then, why can't I figure this out logically? That it's permanent kedusha. We have a pasuk that tells me matam lemeis mitzvah. Nazir shein kedusha kedusha sarlam is a lesser kedusha. Ain't a dinsha matam lemeis mitzvah. So why does the Torah have to be matarit? Kavu chaima would be matarit. Right. Im Rebbe Kain Gadol shekein ain't a maybe carbon al tamasai. Time of a nazir she maybe carbon al tamasai. Hayo maybe carbon al tamasai leitam lemeis mitzvah. In a certain aspect, he's stricter. Talmud Leimer, La'aviv le'imai, La'yitama, Avmetamo le'meis mitzvah. Now again, we still have not addressed the La'aviv le'imai instead of one of the two. That has not been addressed yet.
One brings
the
carbon, the other one doesn't?
Yeah. And doesn't it become Tami brings the carbon, and God will become Tami does not bring the carbon. We had that in the Mishnah. Dr. Raj, so the Raj tells you right away, Lima is extra. The Dashina lay, the Kamal Xer Shaba. The Gemara will say, Ima is empty. I'm sorry, I used the word empty again. Available for Xer Shaba. So the truth is, this Brisa really means Lavim. Even though it says Lavim, the Gemara will explain later, we mean only Lavim, not Lima. So the Rush cheated, Chas v'Shalom. But he means he told you already that when it says love of Lehima, don't ask me why we need both, because it's only love of that we're darshaning. And Lehima is available for Xer Shaba, and therefore it becomes a Mufna Mishnei Tzadim. It's available by Kain Gadol, it's available by Nazir, it becomes the highest level of Xer Shaba. Amrit Kavachaymer, Ma Kain Gadol, Lamed Gimel, what does he say? She'ena Matamid probably says. Sorry, Ma'akayin got a mem, it's not mem. Ma'akayin hedget. Shematami lekray, that's writer. The next Kavachayim. The writer's in the next Gemara. Zog the Gemara writer. Maybe, ayayna matami lo'aviv, li'imai, again, li'imai is extra, aviyatami l'shar mason. Maybe, he can be matami to the other mason. Maybe the Torah doesn't want a nazir being matami to his parents. But it doesn't care if it's matam with anybody else. What kind of logic is that? The answer is that maybe the Torah wants him to not have severe tsar. The Torah wants to limit his anguish over the loss of a relative or a loss of a friend.
We're doing that by saying
he can't be matam to his parents, that keeps him away from the tomb of his parents, and he has an easier time dealing with the loss. Whereas anybody else who's not as affected by as the loss of parents, maybe the Torah doesn't care if he becomes tummet. Maybe the Torah is trying to spare the nazir the amount of anguish that comes from a funeral of a parent.
The logic could be the opposite way. If a person gets closer to the parent,
again, it's a wonderful thing that you're saying, and at the end of the day, you're 100% right that he can't be matam with anybody. I'm just saying what the Gemara's Havamin is. This is by Nazir we're talking about. This Bryce was written by Nazir. I'm a time of the Shar Mason. I'm a Kavachimer. My Kain had you to matam with the Kravim. Ain't a matam of the Shar Mason. Nazir she'ena matamah l'kreivim, ain't a dinch le'yitam m'shar meisim. Again, kain hedge the Torah allowed relatives and didn't allow everybody else. So nazir that the Torah did not allow relatives doesn't make any sense that he should be matamah to anybody else. Ha'ena ma'atamah l'amah l'aviv l'imai, l'aviv l'imah l'yitamah, av matamah l'meisim mitzvah. That's the braisa. We're still not finished, but that's the braisa. Let's catch up with the rush. I have it at the last rush on Mem Chesam and Aluf. Dr. Rush, Umak, Amrit Kavachim, Umak, Kain Gadol, Shematam and Lekrev, Mein Matam and Lushar Mesim. Haragila Akasim, Shadinu, Shitam and Lekrev, Im Yaisim, Alur Chaitim. Kain Head did it supposed to be. Mach Mesvara Koldu, because you came up with a logic that maybe parents are worse, Ein Lonu, Shitam and Lur Chaitim, Abishay, and Matam and Lur Chaitim. Your logic is great, but doesn't go against the fact that a Kain Head did the Torah treated differently.
What's the logic?
The logic would be that to be metamei to relatives is more painful, and therefore the Torah wants
more painful than to
a stranger. Correct. The emotion is more painful.
My relatives, other than his parents, it's more emotional.
No, that's the opposite. Parents are the most emotional, so maybe that's why the Torah restricted him from those, not from anybody else.
If he's
metapa
with
a mason,
his parents, isn't that...
Again, I'm not going to sit here and argue with a Svara. The Gemara is entertaining that maybe the Torah wanted to spare the Nazir the extra tsar of having to bury his parents.
Not everybody else
is
the Nazir.
That's what it's talking about now. Everybody else has a mitzvah to be metapa to his seven relatives. It's a havamina of the Gemara that maybe we shouldn't need a part. And the answer is, we see from Chayin Hedget that it's not true. So the Gemara writer. Actually, I'm a Yamji B'din. I can still learn that logically. Nemru Klolus B'Kayin Gadol. It says the word Al Nefesh Meis by Kayin Gadol. It says Al Kol Nefesh Meis. But Nemru Klolus B'Nazir. And by Nazir it says Al Nefesh Meis. Right? The Torah said a general statement. A kain gadol, I'll call nafshus meis. And by nazir, the Torah said, I'll nefesh meis. Right? So, both places, the Torah said a general statement before it lists any specifics. By the kain gadol, it said, I'll nafshus meis le'yavai. By nazir, it said, I'll call nefesh meis le'yavai. Ma klolos amuris b'kain gadol. Lo'avi v'edim etameh av etameh le'meis mitzvah. That even though the Torah said, I'll nefesh meis, the Torah made an exception for meis mitzvah. I've closed some words benazir. So let's compare the two by the fact that the Torah wrote a general statement, no tama. Then the Torah, so obviously the Torah, yet we see by Kain Gadol the Torah made an exception to that general statement. So it makes sense, logically, that whenever the Torah made a general statement, it means not meis mitzvah. It's Sarash Binyanav, a comparison of equals.
Back to the Gzeir
Shavu. No, Gzeir Shavu. No. I class the Derech Zu. But if you go that way, I can show you differently. Nemra Klolis by Kayin Hedget, but Nemra Klolis by Nazir. By Kayin Hedget, also says the Nefesh Lo Yitama Bahamav. And still, it says, Ma Klolis the words by Kayin Hedget, but Tama Lo Aviv. Right? I've Klolis the words by Nazir, but Tama Lo Aviv. If you're going by logical comparison, the Torah shouldn't have said any psukim, just nefesh meis le'yavai. I would have said, it's like a kain gadol, like a kain hedget. Logic doesn't tell me who to compare Nazir to. Talmud le'yimer lo'avi b'yimer lo'yitama, ha'lameis mitzvah b'tame. Period. End of story. So the end of the day so far, what we have is, that the Torah wrote by Nazir Ba'aviv, it's an extra pasuk, because the Torah already told me, I'll call Nefesh Meis Le'yavai. Therefore, obviously the Torah is telling me, Le'aviv no, but somebody else yes, and that somebody else is a Meis Mitzvah. And Le'in Mai will be used for Gzeir Shavu. The Gzeir Shavu will be between Kain Gadol and Nazir, and that's how we'll learn out so far. Kain Gadol can be Metame to a Zav and a Metzairah. That's the use of the Gzeir Shavu so far. From Ima here, Ima there. It's Mufna Mishnei Zadim.
Meaning they cannot be Ima, but they can be someone else. That's Zadim.
Yeah, meaning no, it's not that way. It's not a drusha from the word Ima. It's a drusha from the Gzeir Shavu. Right. The Ima by Nazir doesn't teach me Zadim Mitzayra. The Maisam taught me Zadim Mitzayra. But once you have extra available psukim, then you pass halachas from these words. I mean, theoretically, the Gzeir Shavu could have been from the word al and al, if they would have been handed down by Sinai that way. It's not that the word Le'imai teaches me, because if it would, I wouldn't need Gzeir Shavu. It's that the Gzeir Shavu opens the highway that lets us pass halachas from one to the other. Dr. Rach. Namru Klolus B'Kayin Gadol. Al Kol Nafshus Meis Le'Yavai. Klolus B'Nazir. Kol Nefesh Meis. Klolus B'Kayin Hedget, but Nefesh Le'Yitama. Now the Gemara has a problem. How do you know Nefesh Meis means even relatives? By Nazir. By Kayin Gadol, we said it's to teach us relatives because I know non-relatives, the fact he's a kain hedger. So obviously when the pasuk says, I'm not called Navshas Mesla Yavoy, it means he can't be a matamid to relatives. So therefore, the up it was extra. To tell me, not Mes Mitzvah. Right? That's how it works. Kain Gadol, how do I know non-relatives? Because he's a kain hedger. Came along the pasuk and said, I'm called Navshas Mesla Yavoy. That's relative. So why did the Torah say La'aviv? Must be the Tommy makes mitzvah, yes. But by Nazir, it doesn't say non-relatives. It just says Al-Nefesh makes La'yavai. Maybe that means non-relatives. Like by Kain Hedgen. It says La'nefesh La'yitam Abamav, and it means non-relatives. You don't have a right to jump and say La'nefesh La'yitam means relatives. The only reason I could make that jump by Kohen Gadol is because I knew non-relatives coming in. So they were the pasuk of Al-Nafshkol, Nafshas Meisla Yavai, told me, relatives.
Well, does the Ahava mean that the Nazir could be Matame himself for non-relatives?
Why not?
Because that's Ali Matame.
Who said that? The Torah. Where did the Torah say that? On the word Al-Nafshas Meisla Yavai. Without Al-Nafshas Meisla Yavai, why can't a Nazir do the mitzvah being in the Chevra Kedisha? Big mitzvah. Tyrant is a tyrant, I'll never smash my yabai. But that itself doesn't teach me relatives. The only reason it taught me relatives by Kain Gadol is because I knew non-relatives. By Nazir, I know nothing.
Again,
we're starting off the Aviv. Again, no, it's more than that. How do I know that a Nazir can be Matam al Meis Mitzvah? It's not extra. Okay, so again, the Aviv can't teach me Meis Mitzvah.
Not myself,
myself. That's really good. We said the Aviv teaches me not Meis Mitzvah. Frech the Gemara. I mean, by the way, we need Aviv. We need Aviv to tell me no relatives. Aviv is the prime relative. He is it. The Raya is, we proved it from paternal and maternal brothers. So the Nazir can't be Matamid to Aviv, that would include all relatives. Ella, you're right. La'aviv means Goyim Hashem Matamid La'aviv. La'achiv, La'achiv ain't a Matamid La'meis Mitzvah Matamid. You're right, but the Nazir lists four relatives. Says Aviv, Imai, Achiv, Achaisai. Aviv is to tell me no relatives. Why does the Torah have to say brother? If he can't be Matamid to a father, he can't be Matamid to a brother. Yeah. Must be, Akiv is to tell me not, that makes him so okay. And he might drink Zerishavam. I Achaisai? We'll worry about Achaisai next. Dr. Gemara, Elo Akiv. I'll be lying with Matamid Lavav. La'achiv, la'achiv ain't a matamah meis mitzvah, la'im alexeir shavah l'gzerebi, to teach me that a kind God can be matamah to himself. This is the final drasha, according to Mishmol. Again, my Nazirin says, I'll nefesh meis la'yavai. That doesn't tell me relatives. It doesn't say that. So how do I know relatives? La'aviv. That means, not like we said before, I'll nefesh meis is everything and aviv is extra. Aviv is not extra. I need Aviv for the basic halacha. Can't be Matamid to relatives. Levi is extra. Zeres Shava. Now, I wouldn't have used it for Zeres Shava if I didn't have La'achiv. But I would have said Levi is for Meis Mitzvah. But Achiv is extra, because once I know father, not, for sure not brother, to tell me Meis Mitzvah. So we're still left with Achaisai. The Torah said four relatives. One is to tell me no relatives. One is to Zeres Shava. And one is to tell me Meis Mitzvah, yes.
What's the second one?
Imai. That's the Gzeri Shava.
Lovely. That,
pass on from Nazir to Kohen Gadol, that he can be Matamid by Zav and Mitzvah. Open the highway. So we're still left with our Kohen. Now, by Kohen Gadol, this wasn't necessary. By Kohen Gadol, this wasn't necessary. But by Kohen Gadol, the Torah told me no relatives before it started. Exactly.